Chapter 3. And so he set off into the depth of the great lake. He swam and swam, and this time it wasn't luck or intuition that saved him from danger. It was the wisdom of his little friend. After a long time and in considerable darkness, the little fish saw, way down in the deep, a tiny light. It was then that he remembered the rainbow fish had told him that the wise old fish had a lantern on his head. Excited, he swam faster, even though he was exhausted from his journey. Yes, it was true. The wise old fish was real. He was huge and looked like a big rock at the bottom of the lake. The little fish was so happy that he completely forgot all his good manners. "You're the wise old fish," he shouted, without introduction. "They say you know everything, absolutely everything." And so, without pause, he told the wise old fish all about his little stream, his big dream, his journey, his friend, and his hope that he, the one who knew everything, could help him. The wise old fish hadn't moved a muscle in all this time, and when the little fish had finished his tale, he was afraid at first that he had been telling his story to an old rock. But after a while, the little fish saw some eyes moving to look at him.
"I conclude," the old fish said in a slow, deep voice, "that you are a fish and you wish to fly."
"Yes, yes, yes, that's it," said the little fish, jumping for joy. The old fish coughed and shuddered, and the little fish thought, "How unlucky! He's going to die right now before he can tell me how to fly." But the wise old fish wasn't dying. He was laughing. He hadn't laughed for centuries, and he hardly spoke to anyone. Least of all, such a little fish, so young, so brave, and with such a strange wish. And he laughed and laughed. But the little fish hadn't come to be laughed at, and his days of letting others get him down were over.
"What's so funny?" he shouted rudely. "I came all this way to meet the wisest fish in existence, and you laugh like an idiot, the same as all the rest. What a wise old fish you are!" He was really angry and surprised at himself and what he had said.
When the old fish had calmed down and was quiet again, the little fish felt bad for his behaviour. But the wise old fish was far from angry.
"Well, I'm sorry," said the old fish, "but you must admit that it's a pretty strange desire. Or maybe I just haven't talked to anyone for such a long time. I'm afraid I don't know how to help you. And I really would like to, because you've made me very happy with your visit."
The little fish wasn't angry anymore. He'd put so much faith in this meeting, and it had turned out that the wise old fish was just that, an old fish. A friendly old fish indeed, but not especially wise by the looks of it. The old fish looked kindly at the little fish as his slow, lazy mind searched in memory.
"Wait," he suddenly said. "I have an idea. It's very dangerous and I don't know if it's possible to get there, but with your bravery and strength, you might just find a way. In the great sea lives the queen of the seas. She has magic powers and she really does know everything. If anyone can help you, it's her. The problem is that the sea is far away from here, and a fish such as yourself can't survive in salt water or escape the predators of the sea. Also, the queen of the seas lives at the bottom of the sea, and that's way deeper than this lake. You couldn't resist the pressure of the water, and you'd be dead before you even got down there."
While the old fish told the little fish about all the dangers, he regretted having started. He felt like he was sending this little fish to his death, and he breathed deeply, saying,
I think you might be better staying with your new friend here in the lake. You've changed a lot since you left your little stream, no doubt, and you've shown great bravery. Don't let that bravery be the death of you.
The little fish felt exhausted. He only wanted to rest and stop thinking or dreaming.
Thank you, sir, he said with his head down. You certainly are wise. Thank you for your time.
No,
smiled the old fish kindly.
I'm just an old fish, grateful for your visit. Maybe you'll find a way.
The little fish made his way slowly back upwards, not paying attention to anything, and thinking about what had happened and what it all meant. He didn't know where to begin, and although the old fish might not be as wise as they said, he wasn't stupid, and the little fish believed what he had been told.
Perhaps he's right, he thought,
and the idea of going back to his little friend didn't seem like a bad one at all. Before he realized, he was at the surface of the lake, far from any hiding place. The little fish only noticed this when a huge shadow swept overhead and, before he could react, it had swallowed him up. He felt a whirlpool of water sucking him in as he passed out.